Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Declare it, declare it. We give you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina, located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105 in Charlotte. If you're visiting the Charlotte area, please come out and join us. Our services are starting at 11 a.m. Our Sunday school starts at 10:30. We're so glad to have you on this night. I know many of you are cooking and preparing, or you might be traveling, getting ready to go away for Thanksgiving. This is one of the busiest, if not the busiest, time of year where people are going to visit family and friends and loved ones. So we're going to say a quick prayer for safe travels. I know my family, we're going to be traveling, and I have some family that's traveling as well to meet up where we're headed. So we thank God, and we're just asking everyone to just be safe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for how we're gathered together in your name, Lord. We're asking you to be in the midst and to bless. We thank you, Lord, for this coming holiday, this Thanksgiving, Lord, a time of thanks and just remembering friends and loved ones and thanking God for them. We ask you to bless those who are on the highways, bless those who are traveling, God. Be with them, Lord. We pray a shield of protection over them, even now in the name of Jesus. Those who are about to travel, Lord, we pray a shield of protection, a covering over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are on the highway, Lord, we ask that you help them to continue to be alert. Help the drivers to be alert so that they can see where they're going, Lord. We ask you to just watch people as they're maybe even trying to text. We come against that even now in the name of Jesus. We just ask for safe travels all over this United States, Father. Those traveling the east, the north, the west, and the south, to cover them, to shield them, and protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they make their journeys. Then we ask you to let them find their homes the same way they were when they returned, God, the same way they were when they left. Let their homes be safe, God. We ask that you, again, just shield and protect in the name of Jesus. We don't want to lose anybody on this holiday, God, in the name of Jesus. But we want everybody to be whole and everybody to return back home safely. We ask these prayers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, again, I know it's a lot of cooking going on, so I'm not going to hold you. I just have a psalm of encouragement for you tonight, maybe two, but the first psalm is Psalms 100, and the Lord was just pressing this on me. We always think of this psalm as a psalm for church, and that's how we seem to look at it. But I want to let you know tonight, it's a little bit more than church, hallelujah, and I'm going to read it. It's a short psalm. Psalms 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations." So we thank God again for his word and for the revelation of his word. And if we just look at this psalm, we're going to take a quick look at it. And if we look at it, taking a quick look at it, we're going to take a quick look at this. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." And again, we always think about that as church, but the Lord was just, again, showing me tonight that when we come before his presence, when we begin to pray for things, when things are on our minds, or even when we're in our homes, we need to come before his presence with singing. You know, sometimes you'll have that song that's on your heart. Well, that's your intro, so to speak, to getting in touch with God. excuse me, we don't always want to come complaining, murmuring, crying, but we want to come before his presence with singing, and we want to be thankful. We want to acknowledge the things that he's already done. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So God is, you know, sometimes when we're going through, we have to recognize that God is free to do with us what he wants and how he wants. We are his people, and then it refers to us as sheep. And if you know anything about sheep, you know sheep have no fear. They don't recognize fear. That's why it says you can send them to the slaughter, and they'll just go willfully because they have no sense of fear. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his goodness and how he shields us just as he would the sheep of his pasture. That's how he's referring to us, as the sheep of his pasture. So he's going to shield us. He's going to protect us. We don't have to be afraid. And it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You know, sometimes you get into that holy of holies, that place where it's just you and God. Well, that's what I look at that as, his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You know, even when you go to church, when I go to church and I'm visiting, I don't like to always sit in the back. You know, if it's a hot, hot service, I want to be up there in the front. I want to be, like the man said, at the pool so I can just get in where the fire and the water and the spirit is really going on. I don't want the residue. I want to be right in there with the heat. So we want to enter into his courts. You know, that's the inner court. Everybody, you know, in the Old Testament couldn't go into the inner court. So we want to be in that holy of holies. But when we get in there, our mind should be on praising him. By the time, that's why we have praise and worship in church, because we're trying to help get your mind clear, get your mind right, so that you can enter into the Holy of Holies and just begin to worship the Lord for who he is. I am truly a worshiper. I love to worship the Lord. I love to just thank him for who he is, because I recognize that if he doesn't do anything else for me, he has already done enough. So I love to worship him. And then I do like to praise him, too, because I get excited about the things that he's doing. So we just thank the Lord for this psalm. And if you look at verse 5, it clears up. It says everything that I'm just saying to you. For the Lord is good. Oh, yes, he is. You know, we got that saying, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Well, this verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You know, so we thank God for his love, for his mercy, and for his truth. Hallelujah. That's something we can think about. That's a message in and of itself. His love, his mercy, and his truth. The last Psalms I'm going to give to you is Psalms 34. And this is one, as we go praising him and enjoying it, our holiday and giving thanks and loving people. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked into him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So this is just reminding us to continually bless the Lord all the time. In the good times, as they say, in the bad times, in the happy times and sad times, we have to bless the Lord all the time. So we're thanking and praising the Lord. We're going to jump down to verse 11, where it says, come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. That's the only thing we have to fear, is the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Well, he's telling us how to do this. Verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Woo, Jesus, pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. My God. Here we go, the last two verses, which says, hold on. No, not the last two, just 17 and 18. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are brokenhearted, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. One more. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. So I like that. That's just a reminder that no matter what we're going through, God is a healer, he's a deliverer, and he is the one that sets us free. So we thank God for his goodness. I'm going to let you continue if you're cooking or whatever it is that you're doing. I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I thank God for you listening in. I'm asking God to continue to bless you. We will be in service on Sunday. This will be our last service at 10 o'clock. We're changing our time from 10 to 11, beginning in the first Sunday of December. So, again, this will be our last Sunday at 10 o'clock. So we're looking forward to having a good time in the Lord. I just want you to be blessed and be safe during this holiday season, and I'm asking God to do just that. May God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you. And please enjoy your holiday. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is Pastor Kim signing off. God bless.